Well, here at the 2013 NAFB Convention and Trade Talk is well underway, and I'm in the Rabra Agri Finance booth, and John Greetenberg is standing here beside me. And John, tell me a little bit about what you do for the company.
I'd be happy to. I'm a relationship manager out in western and southwest Iowa, and I manage an existing loan portfolio and also look for a new business for Rabo.
What's new for the company? What's coming down the pipeline? What's the producers talking about?
I think kind of in our area, primarily corn and soybeans, but kind of cautious optimism. You know, yields were better. We had some reduced moisture levels that affected both corn and soybeans, and I think reflected in the commodity prices, particularly in corn, better than anticipated yields. I think one of the things that we're running into, too, as we talk to producers, is there's very little 2013 crop that's actually been priced. And we've put up an awful lot of grain storage in our area over the last several years. And I think there's a sentiment from the producers to keep farm grain on the farm and store it. And I think that'll give the grain buyers a chance to kind of sort out the carryover and see where we're at. And I think there'll be a lot of grain that may not go to town until maybe we have a little bit of bump in the market.
Well, let's talk a little bit more in depth on the farm storage of the grains, the benefits of that.
I think that allows, you know, gives the producer the opportunity to kind of, you know, manage it from one tax year to the next if they need that from an income tax perspective. But also historically, you know, we've had some increases and bumps in the market through the spring months and early summer, and allows farmers to increase the speed of their harvest if they've got their own drying facility, not wait in lines at local elevators, and gives them that flexibility to move that crop to market when the price dictates.
Well, we're about to roll into 2014. What is your outlook for the crop season, planting, and then later throughout the year in harvest?
Yeah, I think cautious optimism is what I'd sum it up. You know, we've had record net farm income the last few years, and I think if commodity prices take a little bit of a hit, I think there's still, you know, a positive outlook out there with the producers I call on. Too early to tell, I think, whether we'll shift corn acres towards soybean acres, but certainly there might be a few acres in our state that does that. But I think, you know, one of the factors that we're going to deal with, too, is particularly in 2014, is we're going to have some reduced input costs and land costs and cash rent. I think may see some adjustments if commodity prices stay where they're at, probably both on the corn and soybean side.
Well, thank you, John, for highlighting, recapping 2013 and looking into 2014 when it comes to the market and the grain and soybean industry. John Greetenberg with Rabo Agri Finance here at Trade Talk, and I'm Jamie Johansson.